7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Am I gonna need a stick? Let's do this. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes. Welcome. I am listening acutely. I can hear voices. Maybe they're on the golf course. All right, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And being as I need to fill up 30 minutes a day, and I couldn't think of anything else to do, we're down at the creek. No, that's not true. The reason that we're down at the creek today is because, one, it's only 70 degrees. It's nice and cool. Well, it's not cool, but it's, you know, good enough to go outside. And not only is it good enough to go outside, it's overcast. We've got clouds. We've got thick cloud cover. And it's getting darker. The clouds are moving in. We're going to have some rain. And, well, it could be soon. So, and I also wasn't super clear on how much rain we were going to get, so I thought, yeah, we better go down to the creek. Then I thought, no, we got to go somewhere else. The creek is boring. And then I thought, no, we got to go down to the creek, because if it rains, the rain is going to wash any golf balls that got lost today downstream. I don't want the golf balls to be washed downstream. I want to find them. So here I am. Down in the creek. In the creek bed. Listening to woodpeckers. Squawky birds. Looking at marmot tracks in the mud here. Looking at small child tracks in the mud here. What was this child doing? They weren't collecting golf balls because there's... My God, how many golf balls are there right here? And what is that one? That looks like something kind of unusual. Oh, no, it's just covered in mud, so it looks weird. Okay. How many golf balls are sitting right here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And if we just walk up here a little bit, we have 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And then upstream we got 26 and 27. Three of these balls are yellow. Wow. There's a hell of a lot of golf balls down here. And there's more up here too. Seems like I remember there's one up here on the bank. Let's head up onto the opposite bank here just in case. And see if we've got any other golf balls we need to find. I want candy colored golf balls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I debated for a long time what we should do today. And there's one. There's an orange, or no, that's half the orange. That's the orange that got hit by the... There's some whites up there that we better check. Oh, here's a little Monty trail. White Callaway, another just white ball, nothing special. Oh. Well, I guess a lot of people haven't been playing golf in the last 24 hours. Right, so what have I been doing? Well, I actually did a little bit of recording last night, only so that I could clear the patch on my modular. Weird sounds over there. Weird. Birds. Yes, I did some recording of, and it was turned out terrible. And I didn't feel like redoing it. A couple more golf balls right here. What is this one? This one looks kind of weird. Oh, no, it's nothing. It might have rained overnight a little bit, because it looks like the water level was a little bit higher and then went back down. But all this dirt is dry. Okay. Lots of weird bird sounds. I'm up on the original bank. I see a green. Yes. Yes, let it be whole. Oh, it's got some... Damn it. It's got some magic marker dots on it. Somebody took a blue magic marker and made two sets of three little dots. Well, maybe they'll come up with alcohol. Yay, green ball. This is good. Because I think I needed one more green ball to fill up the green jug. Okay, so now if I remember correctly, I've got one full green jug. I've got one full red. And most of another red. I just need like two or three more reds to fill up the second red jug. I think I've got one pink, two yellows. What else do I have? Two jugs of orange. There are some white golf balls on this side. Unusual. One, two, three, four. None that I want. That was the other thing I was thinking of. I was thinking I should bring a bag down here. Bring a small plastic bag and start picking up all these white and yellow golf balls. There's another one. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, that's madness. You don't need any more. That's true. I don't need any more. But I was thinking, you know, I've got some water jugs. You know, the kiddie water jugs. Maybe I should fill those up with white golf balls. Sell those for $20 a jug, too. White golf ball, white golf ball. Alright, so now I'm hopping on rocks and...
We now return to the air after an interruption of service. Because of transmitter failure, it was impossible to make an oral or visual announcement earlier. Thank you for your patience.
And thank you for your cows. Okay. Yeah, that was annoying, though, wasn't it? Yeah, okay, what happened there was we had a battery failure. We went bingo battery, which was really unusual. Because what I did not tell you is that before Dubious Goals Committee even started, I remembered, oh yeah, the batteries are low. I need to replace some batteries and some stuff, or we're not going to be able to do anything. So I put batteries in the stuff. And apparently the batteries I put in weren't very good. I don't know why it's just stupid. Anyway. What's up with all these cows? Doesn't make any sense.
So anyway, what did you miss? Well, let me think. I spent a lot of time talking about my synthesizer because I did some recording last night so I could unpatch my synthesizer so it would be ready for me to install some new stuff in. Because my VCA, my quad VCA, and my filter are gonna arrive tomorrow at some point in time. Does that mean we're having an unboxing show tomorrow? I doubt it. This stuff will probably show up late. So it may not be until Tuesday that we can talk about synth stuff. And what else? I found about, another 3 dozen golf balls. They were everywhere. But they were almost all white golf balls, except for 2 yellows. Boo. But I did manage to get 2 greens. Yay! 2 green golf balls. One of them was a Callaway, and the other one was, I don't remember. They're up in the sink now. They're soaking in some soapy water to get nice and clean so I can put them in my green golf ball jug. What is up with these cows? So, what else happened? That was about it. I crossed the log and I looked for more golf balls, and I walked across the log jam to get the green golf ball. And then I walked back to my car and it was all humid and hot and I was complaining about it. Kind of like these cows are complaining about whatever the hell these cows are complaining about. And then I came home and I noticed that batteries died. Now what do we do? Well, we gotta do something about all these damn cows, first of all. And then, I don't know, maybe we need to listen to some music.
you playing the foosball behind my back? The only reason I'm doing this so I can go to school. School? You're going to school? I'm sorry, Mama. I wanted to tell you. You off gallivanting with your fancy foosball friends at school? Well, I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve. Reminds me of Lulu. The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. Well, guess what? You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You're gonna lose all your fancy foosball game. And you're gonna fail your big exam. Cause school is
the devil.
Ah. Everything is the devil to you, Mama. Well, I like school. And I like football.
Tomorrow night on Sky Sports 4, it's the Clash of the South Coast as the irresistible force of Portsmouth meet the immovable object of Southampton in a clash that's going to go down in history as one of the many football matches that are happening this weekend. Meanwhile, there are old scores to be settled at the Dell. Scores like 1-0 and 2-2 that have happened in previous years. Who will win this time between Sunderland and Blackburn? Then on Sunday, live, the battle for the Northwest at Shrewsbury meet Macclesfield in a match already being described as on this Sunday. Coming up midweek, the Giants of Charlton play host to the Titans of Ipswich, making them both seem normal-sized. Then Tottenham play Bolton for the second time this season to see who'll win that. Also, Manchester United return to Aston Villa for a game of football to determine the victors, for this year at least, and indeed at most. Looking ahead to March, every football team will be playing football several times and in various combinations. And you can catch all of that football here, where we'll be showing all the football all the time. Catch all of the constantly happening football here. It's all here and it's all football always. It is impossible to keep track of all the football, but your best chance is here. Thousands and thousands of hours of football, each more climactic than the last. Constant, dizzying, 24-hour, year-long, endless football. Every kick of it massively mattering to someone, presumably. Watch it all here, all the time, forever. It will never stop. The football is officially going on forever. It will never be finally decided who has won the football. There is still everything to play for and forever to play it in. So that's the football coming up. Watch it. Watch the football. Watch it. Watch it. It's going to move. Watch the football. It's football.
Ooh, thank you. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to
Japanese Carbidon.
Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
See a lot of people out there. Dial back on the Weverb. You in the corner, happy birthday. Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Bees. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't it? Pineapple beans, put up an entree of pineapple. side of danger. And you get two sides, so get the mean and danger. All the women wear monkey bands to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Japanese Kabuto.
Come on, are you gonna let me in then?
Sorry, son, members only.
Every night, I know that she goes to Venus. And every night, I know that she sees him. And every night, she holds him tight at Venus. And every night, it's alright for him. Cause she goes, la la la. She goes, la la la.
Stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Moo. Oh, I love all these wacky cows that are always running around in here. It gets so crazy. So what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm waiting for my packages to be delivered. I'm waiting for some delivery, and I'm going to have to wait for a long, long time. It's going to be at least another 24 hours before I get all my new synth stuff. My quad VCA that I got on sale. So each VCA was, what, like $25, $26 and some change? Oh, you can't beat that. And a delicious filter. I can't wait to filter some filtery filter stuff. I also need to drink some tea. I made some tea. And so I think we need to drink it. And you might be wondering, Tobe,
What kind of tea did you make? Oh, it's so good. I got some aged pu'er going. Oh, and it's absolutely exactly what I needed today. And I'm also wondering, did it start raining yet? I don't think it started raining yet, but it's gonna start raining, which means it's gonna be super humid, which means I gotta turn on my humidifier, because it's kind of bad in here. And I'm gonna be really happy that I'm drinking pu'er. Pu'er is a great tea to be drinking on rainy days. There's a lot of good rainy day tea out there. But for me, I don't know, something about pu'er really does it. And I can tell you what it is now that I've actually thought about it. The reason I like pu'er on a rainy day is because pu'er smells like rain to me. Although that's sort of the commutative effect. Because what I really like is going outdoors into the forest after it rains, especially in the spring, when there's all the dead leaves on the ground left over from the winter, and all these dead leaves have been sitting on the ground frozen, and now they're starting to decompose. Now that they're not frozen anymore, they're really starting to decompose. And then it rains, and then so you get this rain falling on leaves that are halfway decomposed, and it smells like pu'er, because that's what pu'er is. It's tea. Tea is leaves, and pu'er is very, very fermented leaves. And so that's why pu'er is a good tea for drinking on a good rainy day. Because it even smells like a rainy day. Oh, and it tastes so yummy. I'm really into this right now. Oh, it's delicious. And I gotta start thinking about what I want to eat for lunch. Of course, I could have a bratwurst and all that. But I also have the hamburger steaky. Hamburger steaky. I got that hamburger patty in the refrigerator, and I got onions and I got mushrooms, and I could fry all that up. Nom 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 nom. So yummy. Or I could make some soup if it starts raining. But you know what I really want to make? I want to make kare. I want to make kare raisu. Kare. Kare is Japanese curry, and it's more like it's kind of more like beef stew, but when I think of curry, I'm thinking of Indian and subcontinental style curries. And then sometimes like Indo-Chinese style Thai curries, right? Japanese curry, kare, is a little bit different. And I think I need to go to the store. Am I going to go to the grocery store today? Yeah, no, they close early. I gotta go to the special store because I gotta get the special kare roux. There's a special roux that they use over in Japan, and I'm gonna get some. And I gotta get some onions, and I gotta get some carrots. And I gotta get some beef. So I'll chop up some beef and carrots and onions, brown them in a pan, add the roux, add a little bit of applesauce. I know, applesauce adds a little bit of sweetness, just a little bit, about a tablespoon of applesauce and some other secret ingredients. I haven't done this yet, but this is going to happen soon. And after I make the Japanese kare for the first time, I'll let you know how it goes down on a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that you know airs every damn day, right here on a non-radio. But I gotta go, because this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
What'd I tell ya? And now for a secret message.
Tune in tomorrow, maybe Synth.